infinite. Aber Yat, let us burn up the water, is that hot that you're burning into it, and let them burn, then you can't wash your hands with it. Wash it wet, you won't do a good job. We could the master of some land, this is based on the safer. It says, Achleinim, Mayim Achleinim, and let them burn up the can't wash it with plain cold water. Aber Bechamim Lei, that hot water cannot wash Mayim Achleinim with hot water. Om Rav Yitzhak Bayesh, Om Rav Yana, and Lashon, what was it said, you can't do with hot water, unless she yat slept them. Only if the water like burn your hands. Avalein hayat, let us burn, if your hands will not be burnt in this hot water, then you're allowed to use even this hot water for mayim achleinim. If so, according to this pshat, mechlad rishonim, mayim rishonim that we wash, afal pi shiyat, let us burn, even though the water is that hot that would burn your hands, muta, still you got to wash from it. And the sword that we had before, it's only sword, doesn't get off the dirt of the mayim achleinim. If mayim rishonim, that would be okay. Now what we had before, that I'm saying to wash hands in between one portion and another portion, that's only rishus. Om Rav Nachman, Rav Shalom, with this learned ella, bein tavshel tavshel, between soup and chicken. Aber bein tavshel gvina chayva. So if you have a tavshel, first eat cheese, and then eat meat, that's a chayva then to wash hands like we had before. At least at night, there's a chayva to wash hands. Om Rav Yudah, where the Rav Chivas may not own, what was it said? Mayim achreinim chayva, what's the chayva to wash mayim achreinim after you finish eating? Shemayach zdeimis yesh. There's this salt that comes from zdeim. Shemesanim esyadayim, the same on your hands, when your hands touch your eyes, it's a sakana to make you blind. So you have to make sure to wash off the salt. Om Rabbi, Rabbi says, Umishtaka tikur to the kuru, remember just one kernel of it. In the whole kuru, that's how much you find, and even that little amount could give you a sakana. That's the Indian to wash mayim achreinim. Oh, Malay Ravacha bread, Rav Ravashi, Kol Milcha, my, what about other sorbets? Do you know for sure? Rashi says, Kol Milcha, Mabed, Melech, that you know for sure doesn't come from stainless. What's going to be then? Do you have to wash your hands also or not? Oh, Malay, Lemmy Bray, that not only this, but even that, that Ravad, you did have to wash your hands. Rabbi says like this. The rest of the beginning of the mean I used to think. The reason why you're not allowed to wash your mayim achreinim on the ground, mishum zuma, because there's some dirt there. Rashi says shereche masriach v'niras ma'musas. Doesn't look nice. Omali ma'den ma told me mishum deshal yiruach ru'alayu. It's a bigger time. The reason why we don't want this mayim achreinim to be on the floor, because there's Ruach Ruach on it. We don't want the Ruach Ruach to be around. The Ram Rabbi Abai says, Mereish at the beginning, Haber Mina used to think, Haider Reishoku Mida Niptura Ki Noken Inish Kostan Mishti. Rashi says, Kisha Odom Shaisa, the person drinks, and Leichen Klum in the front of him. We're not going to take anything away from him. So again, Haider Reishoku Mida, we don't take anything away from Niptura from the table. When a person takes the cup to drink, so nobody throws takeaway food just in front of him, because we're afraid Shemi Yorah Dvata Kola Besuda. Maybe something wrong. Rashi says Shemi Yichay Tashoisa. But the person is drinking, we get angry. Why are you taking away the food? And when he gets angry, he may choke himself on it. So while a person is drinking, you have to be careful not to touch anything in front of him. But Omer Imar, like my Rebbe told me, Mishum Dekoshi Leruach Tzuyada. It's a different reason. Rashi says that truth is the best side of the sickness. That's what's wrong. It's kosher the ruach to rebbe. For loyal mono, the shocker, if you take it away from the mahab, you don't put it back. Abu Mishki, take it away from the mahab, you put it back. Let's think about it, it wouldn't bother us. Rashi means ain't the type of the sickness only if you take it away. But if you take it and put it back, then it's okay. For loyal mono has only said he can't take away food from him. El chutzi abamus can't take it away from him. Dalar amus away. Abu Tarech abamus left him there. If you take a little bit away, it's within his Dalaram, then it's okay. For lo yamon, his only said, only midi the salt with the dust, only he's taking the something that he needs for this meal. But midi the salt with the dust is something he does not need for this meal. Less than that, then there's no problem, then it's okay, he can take it away even though while he's drinking. Ma baravashi kopit afilu asisa ubuchlo to tavli. He was mocked with the money he's drinking, he shouldn't even take away the like grinder. Not even that, you shouldn't take it away. That's also called something he needs for the Suda. The grinder for the tablet for the spices. needed the Srich Mitzvah for sending it in for the Siddur. The Yom Rabbi, by his third narration at the beginning of the minute, used to think, Hai Bekan Shinash Voro Mishum Miniki Wusser. Because Rashi says, Shamechabdin Turi Eich Lemin Abayis. How come you clean out the crumbs of the food from your house, clean off the table well, not just on throw it on the floor? If Mishum Miniki Wusser, keep the house clean, that's why you do it. But this Omri Mama, Rebbe told me, like, no, Mishum Dekoshalam Yusser. If you stand me not mad for the clean up the crumbs of the house, they'll make you become poor. Rashi says, Sar Hamamun Alanias, the Sar that's appointed over making people poor, how you raise it will wait for you, Ulazi Ulazanias. If he sees you just throw the crumbs around on the floor, he'll want after you to make you poor. Who God would was a person that Abim Hadirulay showed him the Yusuf, that this Sar, this Malach, that makes people poor, wants to come upon him, wanted to make him poor. For Heavy Yochli couldn't get to him. Why? Because Zoyu and Ashwoya, because he was very careful to clean up the crumbs. He never let the crumbs stay around. So this person, he couldn't make him poor. But and Ashwoya too, he was very careful about these crumbs. But Yom Echad, the one day it happened was Korach lifted, he cut up a piece of bread, Ibla, and the piece was just spread over. Rashi says, Ala Sadim Shabbatha. Spread over the grass, over in the dirt. So Omri said, Hash Tavadi Nafa Biyadi, the Sar said, now for sure I'm going to get him. He's not going to clean up those crumbs, I'll be able to make him poor. But both of the other rest, he finished eating, I see Murray brought his hatchet like there, Akrunu, he uprooted all these grass around the blue year, and Sharninu, Lunar, and he threw it to Lunar, he cleaned up all the crumbs that fell over there. So in Shama the Krama, now this person heard where the Malach was saying, Zaydi Afkur, who got me basically, Oyvay, this person threw me out of his house. In other words, of course, he was so makbet to clean up the crumbs that Malach of Anusa could not get him. I don't know if Yom Rabbi Yabai said in Rashi at the beginning of the used to think, Hai Bele Shashi Ufo, why doesn't Paul Washington not drink the foam of beer or something, the foam of it? Mishum Misus, it's not nice. Omali Mamre, every time you know, Mishum Dekoshu Lekarsum, it's beer Lekarsum. Rashi says, "We will not bury him in achotus. Make your nose run." Mishti kosher lekarkum. Drinking is beer lekarkum. It's also beer to make your nose run, to make your nose ring run. And minfach bay kosher lereisha. Mitchia kosher laniyusa. If you stand below one, it also is beer to your head. Mitchai, if you wash it off, it's kosher on Yisra. Might account of what they have to do here. Leshkuya shkuya lekakum. Techan leshichu deshichu mai demai lefra tekant. Around them yinshi, basra ni yazla on Yisra. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with this. We'll finish off the Omid here on the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf kuf hei yom beiz. A little bit down from the halfway down of the Gemara. The Gemara says again, Rom Rabbi Yabai says, Mereish have a mina, the beginning I used to think, Haida lo shoshi ufa, the reason why you should not drink like the foam, when you have beer and it has foam on top of it, the reason why you should not drink from it, was because mishumisus, it's like mias, it's not so good to drink from it. Stam doesn't look nice, it's mias. But omali ma, but I was told from my Rebbe, like, mishum de kosh lekarsum no, because it gives you a sickness called karsum, give you the sickness. Now, mishti koshi, if you drink the foam, it's no good, kosh le karsum, it gives you the sickness called karsum. Minfuf, you want bay, if you want to blow it away, is kosh le resha, it's no good, it'll give you headaches. And mitchayu, and like to skim it with your hand, like to push it away with your hand, mitchayu, kosh le anusa, make you become poor. So, maitakante, what this, what should you do here? When you have the foam on top of your drink, is leshkayu shikuye, let it settle down by itself, don't touch, let it settle down by itself. Now, lekarsum, if you did drink it, and it gives you sickness called karsum, so what should you do? Lekarsum dechamro, let's say it came from the foam of wine, you drank the foam of the wine, so shikra, the eitzer is the refuah, you should drink some beer after that. What's going to be the shikra? Let's say the foam was foam of beer, then after that you should drink water.
demaya, let's say it was the form of regular water, then less letakanta has nothing to do with it. You can't help yourself. There's no takon, there's no eitzer or out. And behind the yarmulke, this is what people say, Basar ani azli ani yusa. After poor people goes poverty. Because he only had water to drink, he was so poor, and that's what happens, there's no refuah for this type of a sickness. Here, now, the Yomar Abaye says, May Resha at the beginning have a mina, used to think, Hi, the Loyachli Yeroka Mikisha di Osa Ginoi, what's the reason we do not eat vegetables? Achli Yeroka, Mikisha from a bundle. The Osa Ginoi that the gardener bundled together, Rashi says, we don't take out some onions. That the seller of the vegetables made the yachlin to eat. What's the reason why? At the beginning you thought, looks like you're a fresser. Rashi says, can't even wait until he unties it first. So it's not nice, looks like eating too much. That's why you do not do it. But on this again, Omuli Mama, Rebbe taught me that, it's no good for kshofim. Rashi says, somebody watches from this not to take these vegetables, is the Yikishev, the magicians, cannot be chal, cannot affect you. Like we'll soon see a story. That's the reason why not to eat the vegetables straight out of the bundles that the gardeners made. And the most of the story now that Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna have they're both going in a ship. Or Muluahi Matrinisa. There was a certain lady, a witchcraft, that said to them, I want to go with you, let me go with you. Rashi says, let me sit with you on the ship. They didn't want to sit next to her. That they're afraid of a ship of a witchcraft. Is Omer Milsa, so she said something, and Osros Leyavid like tied up this ship, the ship cannot move from its place. Omer Inu, so they also, Chizdin Rav Rav Huna said something, and Shariur, that Amira let it loose, let the ship start moving. The kissy she couldn't affect them. Is Omlu, and she said like this, My Evaluku, what can I do? I have no effect over you. Why? First, we do not wipe yourself. And the basic he say, with chaspa, broken earthly kalim. When you don't kill a lice that's on your clothing. And also, you do not eat the vegetables straight out of these bundles that the gardener bundled. To see, if you do eat from it, it's kosher lekishif. Now, v'yomer Abaya, Abaya said, Meresh at the beginning, have a mean I used to think, Haide lo yochle yarko, that's the reason why people do not eat vegetables. The nofalataka that fell on a tray, the nofalataka was because mishur misus, the stomach got dirty, that's not nice. On this note, Omuli Malak, as Rebbe told him and said, Mishum de kosh l'reach apeh. To eat such vegetables is no good for the reach apeh. It smells bad, it's no good to eat such vegetables. V'yomer Abaye, Abaye says also that Meresh at the beginning of Avimina used to think, Haid l'yas v'tusim maziva. What's the reason why you should not sit underneath a drain, a pipe drain? So the reason is, Mishum shayfchim, stam, there's dirty water there. That's the reason why you shouldn't sit there, because of all the dirty water they found around there. But Omali Mar, his Rebbe told him, no, Mishum Deshchichi Mazikin, because there are a lot of demons found around there. Therefore, stay away from them. And Hanu Shakuloi, there were certain people that carry barrels of wine. Hanu Shakuloi, they have a Dori Chavita Dichamro. They were carrying bundles, barrels of wine. They wanted to rest and put it down underneath a drain pipe. And Poka, what happened was the barrel busted open. So Osla came with the Mabaravashi, he came in front of Mabaravashi. His Afik Shipure, he took out like his shofar, he took out a shofar trumpet. And Shamte, he blew there. And he cursed them. Shamte put the mazikim into a shamtoy. Is Osla Kami, so they all the Mazikim came to him. Omula, he said to them, Amai Tabadochi, how come you did this? How come you busted his barrel of wine? Omula, the Mazikim said back, Hechi Yevid, what should have I done? What should I do? Ki Aisri Bunoi, when he put down his barrel, he put it down in my ear. In other words, that's where the Mazikim are, so what do you want from me? is omalei at beduchto v'shchichi rabim ma boyis. So he still had tainus to the mazik and said, what are you doing here? This is a place that the rabim people use. What are you doing? You shouldn't be here. That's what Rashi told them. Is ma boyis at again omalei at beduchto v'shchichi rabim ma boyis. Atu Dishonis, you changed, you did something different, and therefore Zil Shlim, you should pay him back. You are Mazikim, and you are the Mazik, you have to pay. Is Omlu, so the Mazikim said back, listen, Hashtuname Likvor Limar Zimno, V'yefra, give me time to pay, I don't have any money right now, give me time and then I'll pay. So what happened was, Kovalo Zimno, so they made up a special time, when it came that time, Iyakev, again, the Mazikim did not show up with the money. They didn't have the money. So Kiyosri, when they came, Omalei Amayloi Oisis, Oisis Bizimnech, how come you didn't come at the right time? Omalei said back to him, Kol Milir Ditzayir, V'chosim V'kai Lumani, Leslon Rishusa Lemishkal Minei, Ademishtach Kemidid Efkera. We can't just take money. Anything that has a sign on it, called Milu Ditzayir, if it's bundled up, the chosm has a seal on it, the kalitz counted, the kalitz measured the money, they have no right to take it away. So therefore, the mazikim couldn't get anything to pay with. They had to wait till they found something, shall have to. Rashi says, Kloyma, Biyachim, Nikolelu, and Lona Rishus, they had to wait until they found the Midi Dehefka, then they were able to pay it back. But the kids learn from the other kids to stay away from underneath the drain pipes, that's where the mazikim stay. The Yom Rabbi Abaye says, Meresh at the beginning, Havimina, I used to think, Haydi Shodi Mayo, Me Puma de Chatzpa. What's the reason why people pour off some water from the top of the barrel, the top of the jug? Me Chum Tzivsa, because they're afraid maybe there's some twigs stuck there. But Omuli Ma, this Merebi told me no, Me Chum Diiku Mayim Haroyim. There's bad water that has a corner on it. That's why people spill off. Rashi says, Pomisha Sveitmem Shade. That the shade sometimes drinks from the water, and that's a takon that shouldn't harm you, is pouring off some of the tap water. Now the Gemara says, "Amaisa he bar shade, the once a shade, the demon." Tabi beira papa, Rashi says, "Shoy misham shoy." He used to serve and work for a papa. Is also lasu yemayim in horror. So papa once sent him to bring back water from the river. Is the yakva, so vice versa, the shade took a long time. His kiosk, when he finally came back, Omalei, Rapapa said to him, Amai Yikafta, how come it took you so long? Omalei, he said back, the shade said back, Adachal for Mayim Aroyim, I waited a long time until there should be no bad water. Rashi says, Sheshosu Amazikim Hen, he waited till first all the Mazikim drank from the water, and then he took from the clear, pure water that should not affect him. That's what this shade did. So the Meister was, Adachal in the meantime, you're holding that top of Kuf Bavam.